Welcome to the Heather Andrews Show. Heather is a best-selling author, story coach, and supports entrepreneurs who want to write a best-selling book so they can leverage their influence and impact on the world. And now, here is your host, Heather Andrews.
Welcome to our show, everyone. I'm Heather Andrews, your host, and today I'm super excited about bringing on Dana Whitney as our guest, and we are going to talk about all things mindset and perspectives. And I'm super excited that you are here, because as we all know, we talk about stories, and in order to do something different, we have to be different. And that's where mindset starts. So I look forward to bringing all of this stuff to you today with my guest. Welcome to the show, Dana. How are you?
I am good. Thank you for having me, Heather. I'm excited to be here with you today.
Excellent. And so I understand that you live in a very rural part of a province called Saskatchewan in the country called Canada. And I'm in Calgary, so I'm super excited to connect with you. And I know that you mentioned that you utilizing internet, that it was a super great space because you were actually able to launch a business in the online space because of the internet. And it's put you in touch with a whole group of new realm of people, which kind of led you to start your business. Would that be?
Yeah, that's right. If I didn't have the internet, I would definitely not have the lifestyle I have now. It has allowed me to have this sense of freedom that I didn't think was even possible, especially for where I live. So it's been very exciting.
Yeah. So COVID, when we went into the online space, it was sort of worked out to your favor then?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so how did you give us, I always love to start with a little bit of your own story, because that's really what connects us all into that space. And what is your backstory to how you became more aware of your mindset?
Yeah, so actually there was probably one really big event that happened in my life that kind of, I say, reality came along and slapped me in the face to make me realize I was not on the right path that I was meant to be. And so just long story short, really, my best friend was diagnosed right after she had her third child with a brain tumor. And so that was heavy, and we didn't know what was going to happen with that. And then at the time, my aunt, who was only 33 years old, was fighting cancer, and she wasn't doing so well. So a little bit farther down, 3 weeks later, about, my best friend was going in for emergency brain surgery. And in the same week, my aunt actually passed away. So I had no idea if I was also going to lose my best friend in the same week. I had no clue. And so I just felt like my whole world just flipped, and I realized how short life can really be. And so I chose to, after I came back from my aunt's celebration of life, I chose to have a chat with my boss, more like I got pulled into the office as well. And she gave me basically an ultimatum. And I just looked at her and I said, you know, I'm done. Like, I'm going to walk out of here and this is it. And she went white because I don't think she was expecting that answer. But it was just too much for me. I just felt like the question I kept asking myself is, if I was going to stay here and if I wasn't going to be here tomorrow, have I done enough in my life to be proud of? And my answer right away to myself was no, not at all. I knew I had more to do. So I walked out of that office that day and never looked back. And I knew some really heavy days were ahead of me yet, but I've never felt so free in my life. And after that, I realized 9-to-5 jobs are never my thing ever again. So I moved away from that.
That's awesome. That is so good. It's a pretty bold place though, to kind of just, and it's bold and it's courageous. And so, as you said, that you were done, even though you didn't have all the answers, you were still okay with that.
Yeah, it was a terrifying moment to know I just walked away from my job and I had no income yet coming in from anywhere else. But at the same time, it was like the most freeing moment I've ever had in my entire life. I now had full control over what I wanted to do, you know, so that was a big thing for me.
Yeah. And when you went home that day, and the next day, and the next day, what were the next steps for you in order to, because you've declared this freedom and it's a mindset shift, because you have to trust. You have to trust that you're going to be okay. And maybe you had savings in the bank. I don't know, but it's still terrifying to know that. It's just almost like a job restructuring in some ways, because it's like, you just don't know. And, you know, you do the one step, the one step, the one step. So what did those following days look like after this declaring freedom, so to speak?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I won't lie. I didn't have a whole lot in the bank. So I knew I was time strapping myself a little bit before I was running out of money. So really, I actually had already started a little tiny small side business in aesthetics. And I decided I would work more in that and try to get that going a little bit more as a brick and mortar business. And I decided to take up another part-time job back in waitressing, bartending, and serving, because I knew I could get more flexible hours doing that. And that's kind of just where I started. And then I decided, okay, I want a virtual lifestyle. I need to start figuring out what maybe I can do online to make myself money instead of being stuck at a job again. And so I literally Googled how to make money. I went through some really interesting Googles before I decided to maybe take a couple steps towards affiliate marketing is actually where I decided to start in. So it was interesting. I did a lot of learning for a little while there before I felt like I could, you know, maybe actually start making some kind of money in the online world. So that's kind of where I started.
So I know we're talking mindset, but I know that there's a lot of people that a lot of our listeners are always looking for money making options. And so can you just go into a little bit of that affiliate marketing and just give us a little brief brief education, so to speak?
Yes, absolutely. So I do not recommend Googling how to make money online just because they have way too many fast options, which is just not true. And affiliate marketing is one they definitely try to push as a fast option to make money. It's definitely not. You definitely do have to do some learning, which I, of course, being naive and didn't know, thought it was going to be super easy. So getting into it, you know, affiliate marketing is just basically promoting other people's products and getting commission for whatever you sell. And I thought, oh, sounds so easy. You know, it's not that easy. There's a lot more to it than I assumed there would be. And so for me and my mindset in that direction, I had to really change the way I was looking at things, because I was just looking at it as I wanted to make the money, when I very quickly realized it wasn't about the money. It had to be about the product and how you felt about the product and being authentic and how you brought things across instead of just selling things, which I was just trying to sell things and it wasn't going very well. So the mindset shift, I didn't realize how big mindset really was, even when you started, definitely like new businesses, especially. There's just a lot that comes with it, and it's not our fault for having limited beliefs, but it's something that I learned how very quickly I had to work through that because it wasn't working just to go in with the same old mindset.
It's amazing, isn't it? When you get yourself into new situations and you branch out into other areas that require you to step up. And it's amazing to me at how often the mindset piece is just so there. And it's really funny because with every step you rise up, fear kind of just takes a little bit lesser space, or it takes a little bit, you kind of push it to the side a little bit easier as you move into those other spaces. So are you still affiliate marketing then, or did you ended up building a business on that, or did you start a coaching practice?
So I did start to have an idea of, like, I wanted to be more in the coaching space because I realized that I really liked working with people more so instead of just trying to sell other people's stuff. But then I came to the realization that I could use it in a business, right? Like, we should all be using affiliate marketing in your business, really. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff out there that people recommend all the time that you may as well get paid for. So I just decided, okay, I've started building this network of people with trying to find some education and different learning. And I've started to build this amazing network of all these people that I know have all these amazing businesses. And I thought, well, I could still use this to my advantage because, you know, I could build it into my own business if I decided to recommend to maybe a friend or something like that, and they had an affiliate program. So that's kind of where I started going. And I still realized, though, that it was not quite what I wanted to still be doing because I was still just recommending other people's stuff. So then I just started to start jumping a little bit more into the passive income side of things and start teaching people a little bit more about that and how they could use it to either start building a business or using it in their business and what you can kind of be doing. So it kind of went that way because, again, I thought that's where the money was and I was trying to chase the money. So, and I was quickly realizing, again, that's don't chase the money. It's, you got to find what you're actually passionate about. And I wasn't totally passionate about passive incomes, even though I know how to do it. It was still not something that I wanted to continue doing. So I've definitely learned some lessons along the way.
Oh, that's so funny. So when we talk about mindset and going from job to affiliate and then chasing the money, so to speak, what has been the biggest money mindset story or money mindset tip that you can share with our listeners since we're on the topic of this?
Yeah, absolutely. Money mindset is probably the biggest one that so many of us struggle with. And I know that looking back and when I started to deep dive a little bit more on some of these limited beliefs that I have around money came from when I was a child. We did not have a lot of money at all when I was a child. And so for me, watching my parents, it was like, we have to save everything we have. You have to hold on to it. You got to try and make as much as you can to have, you know, this living. And so that was really restricting me on being able to get past the money part of it. Cause I just felt like I have to make this money. Otherwise I'm not going to live, kind of thing. And that definitely came from when I was a young kid. And I know that my mom did an amazing job of making us feel like we were poor by any means when we were children, but it just instills some of those beliefs when that's all you see when you're younger. And so for me, I had to really work through why it was such a limiting belief for me and start to realize that money doesn't have to be hard to make, like I always made it seem like for myself. And when your brain makes it hard, it always wants to prove you right. So it was making it hard for me to make money. And so I was like, this needs to stop. Like, I can't keep doing this. And so I worked through some of those limiting beliefs with a mentor and stuff as well, and really got deep down and rooted and figured out, okay, do I truly believe this? Like, do I need to keep it as a belief anymore? Can I choose to believe something different about money? And when I started to choose to believe that money doesn't have to be hard to make and you don't have to chase it to make your career, it became very easy all of a sudden. And it really, money started to now start flowing better in my life. I didn't feel so constricted by having to hold on to it all the time. And so that was a huge thing for me to actually have to work through before I even really started making any kind of money in my own businesses, in a sense. Like, I was still just in an employee mindset is what I like to call it. There's absolutely no offense against employees, but you just get that paycheck at the end of the month. You're not having to work for making sure you're getting that money every month coming in. And so I was still stuck in that employee mindset. I was still working a part-time job, so I still had money coming through the door. It's just, I had to work through that belief. And I did. And after I did that, it did start to change for me, but it was a big one for me.
And I'm like, no, you have the ability to go make money. So you need to go find that route and just go. But it's amazing to me at how when you move from employee into the world of ownership of business, it shifts. Because even when in corporate, I landed up always facilitating meetings for you know, my staff. And because I was in healthcare management for 13 years and in that whole world for 33. And it was interesting to me because when I started to move into that space of, you know, when I started my own business as a coach, actually, and then it moved over into publishing. When I first spoke on my first stage, the funniest part was when I stood up there, it was like, okay, no, I'm actually not pitching my product. I'm pitching me. And I had that divine download as I stood on that stage. And it was just like, okay, so no, the product doesn't need to be perfect. I don't need to be perfect, but I need to be relatable. I need to be authentic, and I need to come from that space of service. And it's funny, I knew the service piece because I'd been of service for so long in the healthcare industry, and I'd been in, you know, in retail and things like that. And it was always that, you know, asking that person, hi, how are you? And then even if they didn't need the t-shirt, they would still buy it from you because they liked that you actually engaged with them. And when you actually acknowledge people and you start to build, and even in this world that we live in right now on Zoom, people are so happy to connect on Zoom. I just came back from a weekend away and I'd only ever met these women online in our business network. And we all got together in person, and it was just, it was so, it was there's nothing that you can describe to it. It's not even comparable, but yet we have this power to connect in the online space, but it's still more powerful to meet people in person. And so I just love when you talk about all of that, because it does shift from mindset of employee into entrepreneur. And it takes a little bit of a different spec, because you have to believe in self. And it's you, it's on you to do all of these things. So I know often on the internet, the question will come up, you know, what's more important, mindset, strategy, or something else? And it's always mindset. It's always mindset. And so it just makes me really think about what you've done is, and this new word mindset is when it first came out, everybody was like, what does that mean? And then it's now more mainstream, because people are like, you know, people are really seeing the difference. And there's so many speakers that are speaking to it. And it's out there more than it's ever been. So I just really love that you are coming at that from a mindset perspective. So it's really awesome. So
thank you.
You're welcome.
I won't lie. Being an entrepreneur has made me learn more about myself than I probably ever would have if I hadn't stepped out to, you know, do something for myself. And it's good though. I mean, I am so grateful every day that I have learned this much about myself, because I don't know where I'd be if I hadn't. So
yeah, exactly. And I always said that I have three kids, but my own business was the hardest thing that I, and the most expensive that I'd actually ever birthed. My children, raising my kids was easy compared to launching my own company. And people always kind of look at me like, what? I'm like, yeah, well, I had three kids that were very easy to raise. I was very blessed that way. But I mean, you still go through your trials and your tribulations and your challenges with them. But it's just so funny. Because, yeah, the business piece was the, but it was funny because I've written many, 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 many chapters in books for other compilers, as well as I've compiled like 8 of my own and about business and other things. But it's interesting to me because, like you say, I've learned more about self in this entrepreneurial journey. And I've hit ups and I've had highs that have been highest than things that I've ever felt. And then I've had lows that are like super low. But you're saying though, like, but the opportunity that it provides for you is bar none anything else. And I know that I'm not the same person I was 6 years ago when I started my company. And, you know, and it does take a special mindset to move through some of the pieces. So it's definitely there. So just going back to that whole publishing thing for a second, I understand that you have some pretty exciting things coming up on the horizon for yourself as you move into becoming a published author. Do you want to give us a little bit of a background about that?
Yeah. So this is the first book I've ever written a chapter for so far. I say so far now, because I actually really enjoyed it and I hope to do more in the future, but I was lucky enough to be invited by two of my amazing mentors, Kat and Kim, and we have compiled an amazing book, and I cannot wait for it to come out and have everybody read it, because it's my first one. But yeah, it's super exciting for me. It's been such a blessing to be a part of it and a really fun journey and totally awesome opportunity, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that it's pre-launching September 21st, and it's called The Creating Impact, The Ultimate Guide to Driven Entrepreneurs. And so it's a powerful book, because the stories in there are absolutely amazing. The reason why I know that is because I'm publishing it, but I'm just very, very, and I love your story because it's amazing and it's just so good. So as you started your mindset shift, I know we talked a little bit about the backstory. What are some of the major actions that people can take that helped you move forward and gain the freedom and gain the business that you have?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the biggest action steps that you can take right off the get-go is just figure out and truly think about for yourself, what do you want as a dream? What are the things that you've always wanted in your life that you've never even maybe thought about? And even if it seems completely impossible, just even start thinking about it, because it puts it back in your subconscious brain of now you're going to take those steps where you can take them to hopefully start making that come true for yourself. And for me, that was not something I had right off the get-go. And I wish somebody would have told that to me and said, you know what, I want you to sit down and truly think about, what do you want in your life? What do you want in your career? What do you want in relationship? Where do you want to live? Where do you want to go? You know, those types of things. Because I feel like if I had that, I would have had a little bit more of a solid start compared to just me flailing in the wind until I found things that started working for me. So that's definitely one, is just to sit down and like truly think about what you want in your life. And then from there, I would say, the biggest thing is stop saying no to opportunities that scare you. Our brains always keep us in fear because they don't want us to move out of our comfort zone. And I know because so well of being that employee lifestyle, it's all I ever was. And yes, I'm young, but people don't realize that I am worked since I was a young kid. I've been in the industry for a long time, but that's all I've ever been. I was never anything other than an employee. So stopping saying no to opportunities that scared me were some of the biggest things that allowed me to take some huge steps and start making some headway on things I wanted, places I wanted to go and where I wanted to be in career wise. So, and I think those are two of the biggest things that people can do for sure to start that journey. And also one of my favorite quotes is if you do the things that are easy in life, your life will be hard. But if you do the hard things in life, your life will be easy.
Yeah. Well, I think it's my friend introduced me to Glennon Doyle, and she's got an amazing podcast, but her thing is we can do hard things. And I think some of the biggest lessons that we have learned in that space has been from the hard lesson, like the hardest, we can do hard things, but also the biggest rewards come from the hard things and what we learned. And exactly. I love when you say, don't let like fear hold you back from the opportunities that come your way, because I often know people talk about squirrel mentality there's two very different things in that. It's if you get lost in one, if you have your eye on the ball, if you have your focus on one thing, but yet these other things come at you, it doesn't necessarily always mean squirrel, like you're going into different tangent or you're trying on new things. But the thing is like, just because you take on something different or you try something different, it actually will lead you to people that you're supposed to meet. And sometimes we do need to pivot, as we've learned in this last year for sure. And one of the other things too is that, you know, like how has mindset shift, has it created a different perception of your life?
Yeah, that is an amazing question, because it has caused my entire perception of my, not on my own life, but people around me. I see everything in a completely different way than I ever did before. And it's not just because I learned more about myself, but I'm starting to understand other people better. I'm starting to see how other people see in perceptions of somewhere I've been, but I'm somewhere different now. And being able to bridge that gap for myself has been amazing. I've seen shifts happening in my friends and family that are for the positive and good for them, just because I've chosen to look at things and see things in a different way. And after talking with them, all of a sudden I'm seeing they're making these little, even just the small shifts, but I see it. And it's just amazing, because the whole world almost got more colorful. I'm not living in this black and white world I used to seem to live in back in, you know, when I was an employee and just had what I grew up with and never chose to expand out of that. And it's like, after I stepped away from it, it's like this whole array of new colors have come into my life and the world. And it's just so beautiful now. And I don't mean that against anybody. It's just, for me, it was just this amazing thing that happened after I chose to start looking at things in different perspectives to see and understand and be more relatable with more people. And it just made me more at peace and more beautiful in my life. And I feel it rubbing off on other people already too. So it's a great thing. But yeah, it's been very interesting.
It ripples. It really does. And I always say, like, so often we have a perception of self. And one of the exercises that I did way back, and it was, I think as a manager, I was sat in a course and they said, you know, like, go out and ask your people, like, what is it that, you know, like that you see in me, or what is it that, you know, like, how can I serve you better? And am I doing that? And it was interesting to see the feedback, because I never really thought that people saw me in a certain way or in And I always think I could try harder. I could do this. I could do that. And they're like, no, like, we love you just the way you are. And we love your management style. And then, you know, as you open your own business, people say, like, even like a post on Facebook, it just makes me really look and see, like, people are just searching all the time for validation and acknowledgement and that sense of hope, because we all, and so when you step into that space of like mindset and perspective and you change your own, it really does talk about, you know, what you give off attracts, right? Or something like that. So it's it attracts more of it. So it doesn't surprise me when you say that, you know, your own shift has really rippled in other ways of your life, and other people are seeing it as well. And the thing about when you talk about that is, I'm sure that, you know, when you post something, people are like, Dana, you're so inspirational. Thank you so much. Because people still don't know about mindset. And that's really what it boils down to at the end of the day. So it's super. Yeah, so that's good. And then, so I understand that you started your own podcast as well. So what is that called?
I did just start it. It's called The Awakening, because I felt like, what a great word. You know, I know some people might be a little turned off by it, but I don't see it as like, I'm trying to wake up the world. It's just your personal self-awakening to maybe the things that you haven't thought about in your own life. So I just started that. It's mostly about just me talking about my life, some of my stories, some different ways of shifting perspective and seeing things and all that kind of stuff. So.
That's awesome. Perfect. And so is it just, have you released anything yet, or are you just in the midst of recording?
There's just one up right now, but I'm just finishing up recording a few more and hopefully going to be able to release those on a weekly basis.
Perfect. I love it. And what are some of the topics that you've covered in that?
The first one is really just about my story and how I kind of ended up getting out of the employee lifestyle, like I mentioned a little bit today. It goes into a lot more depth. I won't lie, there are a few swear words because that's just me. But I am just who I am. And if you don't like it, that's okay. But then after that, it's going to be speaking about some of that those limiting beliefs we end up growing up with, and how, you know, that's not our fault, but how we can kind of deep dive into those and kind of truly look at them and decide to change them, so you can get out of that same old rut that your subconscious likes to stay in and move out of that. And just talking about some of those other perspectives on seeing life and with other difficult people in your life, because I know what that could be like, especially from people from your past, you know, trying to move away from that same old toxic relationships or something that's always been the same, and you're trying to move away from that and make things better. Just things like that, things that perspective and mindset can help you to do, so you can move around your life and navigate things maybe a little bit better for yourself and become, you know, more of your authentic you and more positive. And that's all I want for the world. I just want to see people do things and be happy for themselves and, you know, choose a life they want to live instead of living the life they think they have to.
That's amazing. And you word it so well. And when you say, think they living the life that they think they have to. And I think we're really getting away from the social norm. And because it's you know, just because our mother did it, our moms did it a certain way, or our dads did it a certain way, it might not be the right thing for them. And, you know, and even partners. And, you know, like I know my ex-husband is so funny, because he will give the our kids lectures on what they should do and how things ought to be. And I'm thinking, yep, okay, you know, but you have to let them. And I think that's also a very strategic thing that has changed in, you know, because how old are you? You're young.
I am 29.
Okay. So you can, yeah. So you're of that generation where your mom and dad might have said, well, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this, you need to do that. Because coming from like rural Saskatchewan, you're probably with that farming community.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, and where you're supposed to, you know, stay on the farm and not go off. And so often I've met a lot of people who've gone off to the city to live what they needed to do and be what they needed to be. And then they've come back to the farm to raise their families, and that's it's a great, great, great lifestyle, because I was raised also in a rural community, and there's still so many core values that are there, and family's important. But there is that time where, you know, today I'm even finding in my three young adults that you have to let them go to go do their thing. They'll figure it out, but you're there to you are there to catch them, but they have to go out and experience, because it's that experience that really divine downloads you into really what you want your life to be. And I keep telling my kids, please don't live your life for me. Go do you. Because they gave me the biggest gift. When I was restructured out and I had an opportunity to write in a co-authored book, like you, it changed everything for me. Because I came home and I said, well, your mom's going to be a published author in this book. Like, what's this going to mean for you? And their words to me were, go do you.
That's awesome.
And so, and that was really all I ever wanted for them, was to go do that. Go live your life. Go, you know, and I've always tried to model the way for them to just be without and come from a space of no judgment and no, you know, you kind of have to know that there's choice and consequence. But I've always been there and I've always had their back. But I also know that it's helped them just be okay with mistakes, or they've trialed something and it didn't go so well. And I try to stay away from the words mistake and failure, because there really isn't anything. It's just an added tool or an added belief or an added experience that will make you smarter as you get older.
I like to call them a stepping stone, because if you can fail per se or make a mistake, it's just a stepping stone closer to where you want to be.
Yep, exactly. And it's just, you know, and I'm so happy that you, like, good for you to step into that space of faith. Well, and faith being faith in self, right? Not faith in divinity or something else, but faith in you to know that you would be okay as you stepped into that moment of freedom. And I just am grateful that you were able to step in and be fully unaware and change mindset. Because I really do believe that, I always said that, you know, man, if I knew the stuff at 45 when I started over to the stuff that I know now, if I knew that at 25, like, holy, wouldn't life be so different? But it wasn't meant to be. It happened the way that it was happening. But I'm just really glad that, you know, you are mentoring other people, you know, your generation, and bringing that awareness to them so that, you know, they don't have to hit that wall at 45 and go, ah, right? And things like that. So I'm very, very proud of the work that you are doing. And it's just so great. And thank you for coming on today and just sharing your, you know, your raw and real story and being brave to go do the work that you're meant to go do.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. Yes. It's been absolutely wonderful talking with you today too. And I couldn't be happier.
Perfect. So where can people find you on social media, Dana?
On Facebook, you can come and find me. I have an Instagram as well. Just Instagram is, if you just look up DAYNA_077 is my Instagram. Other than that, it's just Dana Whitney on Facebook. And those are probably my two main platforms. You find me on LinkedIn. I don't use it as often. So
it's awesome. So basically the Facebook, Dana_007 is her Instagram title and her Instagram tag. And yes, go look for Dana, because she's a breath of fresh air on mindset and perception, and she will take you to the next level that you need to go. And also, once again, we have the ebook pre-launching on September 21st, Creating Impact. And if you are a to-be entrepreneur or have ever thought of being an entrepreneur, this is one book that you will want to check out, because the stories in it are absolutely amazing. So thank you, Dana, for coming on today. It was so good talking to you. And to you, our listeners, I just appreciate you. And remember, the power is in your story, and we will see you on the other side.
Heather's personal wish is that you embrace the power of your story so you can be seen, heard, and leverage your impact on the world while inspiring others, letting them know they are not alone. If you would like to find out more about Get You Visible, please go to www.getyouvisible.com, where you can also access our free writing course called Write Now. Sign up today. Thank you for listening.